I've been working with homeless people with drug and alcohol problems for the last 21 years. Over the course of that time, the idea of safe spaces for drug users to use their drugs has come up on a number of occasions and it's never really taken off. One of the reasons I think for that is that drug users simply don't trust them. They think that the services that operate them will be monitoring them, or that the police probably won't be very far behind them, keeping an eye on who's using the drugs in the premises and especially where they're getting them from. One of the other reasons I think it's a non-starter really is that it's my view that most drug users are likely to use their drugs wherever they get them, rather than walk across town, get the drugs, then walk back across town to a safe space and use them there. I think it's also likely that there'll never be enough room in one of these places, and what you'll have is you'll end up with a lot of people congregating outside. It'll be a little bit unsightly, probably unsavoury. There's undoubtedly be drug dealers who use them as a picking up and dropping off point, and I think the public just won't tolerate it. I mean, I think they're a good idea in principle, the idea that, you know, you've got a space where somebody can use their drugs, and if they make a mistake and overdose, then have their drugs, their health restored to them, is a really, really useful thing. And it have an unbelievably beneficial cost to the exchequer, I should think. Probably with the use of police, ambulance, A&E all going down. But at the end of the day, I simply don't think they get used.